October 28th, Kartik, the glorious sevas of Srimati Radharani. Vande Guru Paradvandvam Bhakta Vrinda Samanvitam Sri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Nityananda Sahoditam Sri Nandananaram Vande Radhika Charana Dvayam Gopi Jana Samayuktam Vrindavana Manoharam Amala Kamala Raji Sparshivata Prashite Nija Sarasini Dage Sayam Lasaniyam Parijana Gana Yukta Kridianti Bakarim Snapayati Nija Dasye Radhikamam Kadanu. We're discussing a selection of verses from Bilap Kusumanjali by Srila Raghunath Das Goswamipad from verse 68 to 81 where he describes the beautiful pastimes and Madhyan Leela from 10:48 in the morning until 3:36. And this Madhyan Leela takes place in here at Radhakund, Sri Radhakund. And yesterday we were hearing in verse 69 how after, this is the time period, this verse is from 2:24 to 2:48. So if we had that Divya Dristi or Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, if our eyes were anointed with the ointment of pure love of God, we could see this Aprakat Leela before our heart and mind. Aprakat becomes Prakat. Unmanifested becomes manifested by the strength of one's bhav. Just see the power of prema and the power of bhav. Modern scientists are doing everything they can to build a rocket ship to try to go to Mars or Moon or launch a satellite to take pictures of Mars. And just by sitting in one place, doing bhajan and becoming perfect and pure and attaining Krishna prema, one can travel all the way across the universe and this universe and all the universes and go through the coverings of the universe and enter into Goloka Dham and go to the topmost lotus-like planet of Vaikuntha Dham called Goloka Vrindavan and see the divine Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna with the eyes, Divya Drishti. This is the power of prema, more powerful than anything. So this is pure love. This is transcendental love, has such power. It can send your soul on wings to the spiritual world. And your mind can actually, what kind of reception is that? What kind of telecast is that? To see the Sakshat Darshan, Leela Pravesha of Radha and Krishna before the screen of your mind. Full technicolor, voice, 3D, 4D, 5D, everything in one. So Raghunath Das Goswami was such a Siddha Purush, which with such prema drishti that during his jap and his bhajan smaranam, meditation and remembrance of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Kala. This guy. Oh. They're pretty perceptive. After cards, he can go to Bollywood. Shoot some movies over there. Sitting in his bhajan, in Shamakund and his kuti, chanting Nam Bhajan and doing Leela Smaran, then he would time to time have these sportis of the Aprakat Leela. He would actually see in the screen of his heart and mind. And he would see himself there as Tulsi Manjari and as Siddha Sharir, Siddha Deya. So this is one such vision he's sharing with us in the Sanskrit Pada. Sakam Toya Saki Nikunja Grihe Sarasya. Or actually goes like this, it's like Brahma Samhita. Sakam Toya Saki Nikunja Grihe Sarasya Swayastate Kusuma Bhavita Bhushanena Shingaritam Viradati Priyam Ishvarisa Ha Ha Bhavishyati Parikshana gochara kim. Again, he's saying kim, which can have different meanings, but here, kim means when. Kabe kabe. Kada kada. When will I see this vision? I'm seeing it now in my sporti, and it's momentary, for an hour, for a minute, for a few hours. And then I come to bahirdasha, bayadasha, external consciousness, and I lose that internal vision in antardasha. Then I lament, vilap. Hence, the book is called Vilap Kusumanjali. It's a handful of flowers, handful of fragrant kus, fragrant, tender, attractive, colorful flowers of lamentations. Lamenting for seva, lamenting for darshan, lamenting for perfection and prema. And this idea of lamentation is part and parcel of Asarika's bhajan. He laments, oh, how fallen I am, and how far I have to go. And oh, I once had a dream of Krishna, but it's been so long since I've had a dream of Krishna. Or once I had a dream of Guru, and it's been so long since I had. When will Prabhupada appear again in my dream? So he's lamenting, not for material things, not over the loss of something material, but over the loss of the great treasure. That's the Mahanidhi, the great treasure of having a sporti or an experience of Krishna. So therefore he's seeing it, then when he comes out and he writes about it, oh, I was seeing this, I was there as Tulsi Manjari, side by side with Rupa Manjari. And what were we seeing there at 2:30 in the afternoon in the kunjas at Shamakan? What was I seeing with my Manjari eyes? I was seeing Radharani dressing Krishna after their conjugal vilas, their amorous and loved alliance in the kunj. And now Radharani is very excited, and she says, listen, Krishna, just you sit here and wait. And hey, Rupa, Tulsi, come. They're her very confidential pran sakhi manjaris, pran manjaris, rati manjari or tulsi manjari. Come with me. So they go out. Sham, you just stay there. We'll be right back. So Radharani, directly Radharani and the manjaris. Sometimes there's a go-between. Between Radharani, there's her astrasakhis, her yuteshwaris, like Lalita Vishaka, Chitra Champak, and sometimes in the manjaris. But here it's Radharani direct with the manjaris. So that manjari in this instance is Sri Rupa Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, or Nitya Siddha Kayavyuva expansions directly from Radharani's body, Nitya Siddha Parikars, eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. We, of course, are Jiva Shakti, Jiva Tattva, but when we become perfect, then we will become a Nitya Sakhi of Radharani, a manjari. It's called Nitya Sakhi. And that perfection will last forever. It's everlasting. Punarjana Navidyate. Once having gone there, one never returns to this mundane samsara. That's perfection, siddhi in the spiritual world. So now, just think, maybe by chance, in the future, when we enter Boma Vrindavan Leela of Radha and Krishna's Prakat pastimes, manifest Leela, or go directly to their eternal Nitya Leela, we may be there in the kunj. It may be we or us in our manjari form alongside a Rupa Manjari or our Guru Sakhi Manjari. Then Radharani turns to us, oh, manjaris, because we're there, we're doing seva. We may be fanning her at that time, pressing her feet, maybe offering her some cool water or some tambul batika pan. And then she may look and say, you're here, listen, let's go, come on. Let's go, because only they would be there in such an intimate, confidential moment when Krishna has no clothes. Krishna is basically just lying there. And Radharani says, wait, I'll redress you. All your clothes, your Pitambara Dhoti is here, and your Pitambara Chadar, and your Tamra Rang Pagari. He has a copper-colored pagari, copper-colored. We say Tamra, Tamra Karang. Copper-colored pagri is in the Krishna. It's in Govinda Lilamrita when Krishna's getting dressed. Mother Yashoda is telling the Sakhi Manjaris and Grihadasis and also the Sakas, Patrak and Raktak and Patri and other Sakas who are dressing Krishna, Shringar, Krishna Shringar. They're saying, oh, today I want my Lala, I want my Yashoda Lala, I want him to wear a copper-colored turban. So he wears a copper-colored turban, and Everything, something golden. Copper is something like reddish gold. Everything has to be connected to Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. No matter what color Krishna wears, it's something golden. Even he wears around his waist, after he puts on his Pitambara Dhoti, then Krishna, Yashodama orders the Sevadasis and Sevadasas in Nandagaon to dress, to bind Krishna's, let's say, attractive hips, to put a more particular word instead of, you know, another more slang word, his very attractive hips, they bind his hips with a red kammarband. It's called kammarband. It's a piece of cloth that goes around your hips and around your backside, and they tie it in the front in a very amazing knot, which ties the minds of the gopis up in knots. When the gopis look at Krishna and they see Shyam wearing his Pitambara Dhoti, and it's bright yellow like lightning, then it's covered with this red kammarband, and it's red, and because this is two fiery colors, red and yellow are very hot fiery colors. And then that knot is tied in such way, when the gopis see it, becomes a yantra, it becomes a tantra yantra. They see that it's like a mandala, like these Buddhist meditation mandalas. They have these circles inside of a circle inside a circle, something like a Lakshmi yantra. Lakshmi yantra is a diamond, you know, it's a triangle. It goes on infinitely, because you want infinite Lakshmi. You want Ananta Lakshmi. You want to have, so that the yantra for Lakshmi Devi is a triangle, and then a triangle, triangle, triangle. You know, it's like three sides. And you just look at that and chant Lakshmi mantra, Lakshmi Gayatri, and do puja, and so many hundred thousands and lakhs of times, and then you can get your Siddhi and Lakshmi yantra. Or of course there's Gopal yantra also. So the gopis, when they see Krishna's kammarband with this expertly, all the kala, all the expertise tied in such an amazing, inconceivable knot, achintya granti, it's called achintya granti, inconceivable knot, they look and and they become hypnotized, just like in Tantra. In Tantra, they hypnotize you, or do jadu. They do jadu. So this is, and we see here, knowing that point of Nitya Lila and understanding this principle of Bhav and Ras, when my Guru Bhai Aindra would dress Shyam Sundar, he started this standard. He started the standard that became the standard in ISKCON, a very artistically tying Krishna's kammarband. Have you noticed? You must have seen. And then this way, that way. And when I was living there, we would discuss the shastras, and then he would dress like this, and I would tell him, I said, this is what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I know your mind. Because he would bring the Nitya Lila into the Archan Marg. So when you bring Nitya Lila into Archan Marg, and project your own bhav, which is developed, then it's called bhav seva. Takurji bhav seva. But bina bhav, then it's vidhi. It's vidhi marg. Seven, you offer the agrabati seven times to the feet. One, two, three, four times to the waist. What was that? Three, four? I think that was six. Oh, maybe seven. Then four times to the waist. Then three times to the head. Then like this. This is vidhi. These are the rules and vidhi nisheda of Archan Marg, puja, Thakurji puja. But in Bhav Marg, you're offering, first you offer the water, then you offer the incense, then you offer the chamara, then you offer the ghee lamp. You're in Bhav. you don't know which comes first. Was it the incense first and then the ghee lamp, and deepam, and then agrabati, and then deepam? Or is it shank and pani, or is it kapra, you know, like this, or is it chamara? You're in Bhav. Oh, Artik, you pick up the chamara, and you're just fanning the chamara. And someone says, Ari, what are you doing? What about, oh, the other things? Oh, yeah. Oh. This is, you can't imitate. That's Anukaran and Anusharan. Anusharan means we take shelter of Shastra. Shastra Sharan. Shastra Ashraya. Guru Parashraya. Guru Agya Ashraya. We take shelter of the order and the instruction of Guru and Shastra, and we follow. It's called Vidhi, Vidhi Nishedh. And dhere dhere, we come gradually through the steps, Anartha Nivritti, Anishtita Bhakti, and then Nishtita Bhakti, and then Nishtita Bhakti with Ruchi, then Ruchi with Bhav, Ruchi, then Ruchi with Bhav, then Bhav and Bhav and Prem. I mean Ruchi with Asakti, then Bhav and Prem. Gradually, gradually. So Bhav Seva is not to be imitated by a neophyte or a Kanishta. Some very advanced devotee, they have these revelations, realizations, and understandings that yes, and everyone else was following suit. They were imitating and following externally. Oh, I am dressed like this. We'll do like that. That looks very nice. Why? What's the backing? It's called the backing, the foundation, the sambandha, the foundation, the backing. What's behind it? What is the vigyan? What is the vigyan? What is the realization? What is the darshan? What is the bhav? You can imitate the externals, but not the internals. So that we shouldn't really imitate. And that we, if we're doing Didi Seva and we say, oh, I saw this nice thing in Vrindavan, can we do it here? And then the in charge of that place might say, no, in Vrindavan, yes, but here, no. The first time someone took Radharani's hair in her beni and put it in front like this, Prabhupada said, what is this? Radharani's hair should never show. It should always be behind her ears. This is the order from my guru. Srila Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON. Radharani's hair should always be in a beni behind her ear, you know, like this. You know, beni means your hair goes behind your ear. Like, they did it once, one time. Who has done this? This is not Bollywood. Bollywood, the hair always comes here. You see all the girls on their Facebook, you know, they never walk like that in 100 years. When their Facebook comes, they go, take all their hair and put it here. Like they say, I said the other day, if you want to know what someone doesn't look like, no, if you want to know what someone wants to look like, you look at their Facebook picture. If you want to know what someone really looks like, look at their voter's ID. You know, voter's ID picture. In Hindi it's called Jankari or... what's it called? Voter's card, yeah, but here there's some Hindi term they use in Brijbasis. Janam Patri or something, anyway, whatever the Hindi is. Voter's ID, voter's card. And it's all black and white, and it looks, who's that? I know myself, because I have one, I'm an Indian citizen. So when I went to vote here in the school in Radhakund, for the BJP, when I went to vote, the guy looked and he said, this doesn't look like you. And I said, who's more handsome, me or this picture? And I said to him in Hindi, and he said, He's a Brijbasi, so they're very funny. He said, I don't know, you know, I think the picture and the picture looks like from some horror movie or some monster film, you know. Anyway, whatever. So this is the situation. He's saying this beautiful verse, Shingaritam vidadati priyam ishvari sa ha ha bhavishyati vad ikshana gochara kim. Oh, my dear friend, oh Sakhi Rupa Mandri, this is one Sakhi, one Mandri speaking to another. Tulsi Mandri speaking, oh Rupa Mandri, when, Kim Kada, Kabe, when will I be able to see you with Radharani, my Ishwari, and you together, you Sri Rupa and Sri Radha, Sri Rupa and Sri Radha will be doing Shringaritam, Shringaritam. Shringaritam viridati priyam ishvari sa. So they will be doing Shringara Krishna. So as I mentioned, that Radharani said, hey, Manjris, come, let's go outside. We're going to pick all flowers, all beautiful saurab and kus pushpa, juhi and mogra, kadam and gulab and champak. So many different kinds of flowers are there. Kunda. And we're going to make a flower crown, a pushpa mukut, and a pushpa dhoti, as we have in our temples, flower outfits. So that was the plan of Radharani. She already had the design in her mind, and she enlisted the help of these mantris, Sri Rupa and Tulsi, to help her. And then she returns. So we were just kind of review what we were discussing. So now when they come back in, it says that there's some kind of double play here in the Sanskrit. It says, Shringaritam Vedadati Priyamishvarisa. So this phrase by Raghunath Das Goswami, Shringaritam Vedadati Priyam Ishvari. So it's Priyam and Ishvari. So that's like saying Rama and Ram, or Shama and Sham, the Shakti and Shaktiman. So Ishvari in this case is Ishvari Radha. Vrindavanishvari Radharani ki jai. So she's the Ishvari, and Priyam Ishvari sa. Sa means with. Ishvari with Priyam. Priyam means Priyatam Sham, Krishna, Radha and Sham. Shringaritam Viradati. Viradati means that she's going to perform. It says, Shringaritam Viradati Priyamishvari sa. And the previous line was Kusama Bhavita Bhushanena. Kusama Bhavita Bhushanena. Bhushanena means decoration, ornamentation. And it says, Kusam Bhavita, with many beautiful varieties of fragrant flowers. Shringaritam. So Radharani is going to do Shringar of Krishna, give him a flower outfit. After Krishna is dressed in this beautiful pushpa vesh, you can call it pushpa vesh, flower crown and flower bracelets and flower armlets, flower kamarband, flower dhoti, flower chadar, everything flowers. Unbelievable fragrance, color, beauty, design, tenderness, soft. Cloth, silk, cotton, it may be soft, but not soft as flower petals. How soft that outfit is. The outfit has the characteristic of softness. It's komal, and it has rung, vichitra rung, so many different colors, and has sora, fragrance. Beautiful outfit. So when Krishna is dressed by Radharani, her tender loving hand, and Rupa Manjari, Sri Rupa, who has all the beautiful bhavas and ecstasies and Mahabhav reflected of Radharani. That's why she's Sri Rupa. Because the form of her bhavas, the form of her seva, is the same as Srimati Radharani's, Sri Rupa Manjari. So after this Manjari and Radharani, his Ishvari, Krishna's Ishvari, Priyatam's Ishvari is Radha. All the Sakhi's Ishvari is Radha. So after Krishna is dressed by Radhika and Sri Rupa, then he feels very delighted. And he feels very attracted to Radharani. You can imagine Radharani's touching him and dressing him. So he gets a little excited. And he feels so grateful and so appreciative and so indebted to Radharani that he wants to repay her or somehow reciprocate with her intimate loving service of decorating him so beautifully. So then, after Radharani does Pushpa Shringar, then Krishna engages in Shringar Ras. So therefore, this is called Rasik Jana. This Raghunath Das Goswami is our Gaudiya Vaishnava Rasik Vaishnava. So woven in his words, there's an inner meaning and outer meaning. There's the Bahir art and Antar art. The meaning outside and inside. So outside is the lila, is the exchange. Krishna is being decorated. Kusama bhavita bhushanena shringaritam viradati priyam ishvari. Because viradati means performs. So she performs, Radharani is performing, the Ishvari is performing the act of dressing Krishna very attractively and beautifully with kusama bhushanena. Flower ornaments and flower outfit, pushpavesh. And then Krishna, in return, he decorates Radharani with the flowers of erotic love. Kusama Shringaritam, Viradati. Viradati means performs or acts. So afterwards, then they engage in their madhur rati, or their conjugal pastimes. Krishna with his beautiful flower outfit, So this is, and during this time, Rupa Manjari is still there, Tulsi Manjari is still there. And that's what he's saying. When will I see you? When will I see you decorating your beloved Priyatam with ornaments in the grove cottage on the bank of her lake? So the word is ornaments he's using in the translation of Bhushanam. So there's Prema Alankar Bhushanam. Then there's Vesh Bhushanam. There's different meanings of the word ornamentation. It's called Alankar. In the Rasa Shastras, Natya Shastras by Bharat Muni, which Rupa Goswami based his Ujjwal Nilamani on, and his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there he's describing 20 different types of Alankar. The word Alankar, or let's say Bhushana, or Alankar, Alankar means ornamentation. So the 20 types of Alankar are different types of emotional ornaments that manifest and appear on the body of Srimati Radharani and the Sakis during their intimate affairs with Krishna. So he describes them there in Ujjwala Nilamani and briefly in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the later chapters describing Madhura Rati. So in a summary way. So this is what's happening here, is that Sringaritam, that Radha and Krishna perform Shringar, and they become decorated with the fragrant, flowers are fragrant and they're colorful. But when Radha and Krishna, the divine beloved and divine lover, are enjoying their intimate transcendental pastimes, then their bodies become decorated with different colors. Sometimes Krishna's face, it's one of the symptoms of sattvic vikar. Sattvic vikar, eight transformation. Sattvic vikar, eight transformations due to bhav. The stahi bhav mixes with the vibhav and the anubhav and produces sattvic bhavs and vyavachari. All these together produce the ras, prem ras. So at that time, there's something called vaivarnya or vaipatu. Vaivarnya means loss of color. Krishna's natural sham blue rung, he becomes somewhat reddish and somewhat whitish in color. And Radharani's natural golden complexion kind of comes very faint yellow in color because of the exciting, intense spiritual divine love Krishna and Radha feel in their hearts for each other at that time of their intimate pastimes. These are the sattvic vikars. So that sattvic vikar is a type of alankar also, or shringar, decorating the body with different colors, like different colored flowers, and different fragrances naturally emit at that time. So during that time, while Tulsi Manjari and Rupa Manjari are sitting there in the flower bed with Radha and Krishna, they start to engage in service. So Swamini gives Tulsi a hint, and she begins to fan Radha and Krishna. It's called Chamar Seva. So Chamar Seva is a very common seva of the Sakhi Manjaris. You'll see, if you see the list of the Nitya Sevas of the various devotees, the seva that's given to them by their guru, or by their hankering to serve Krishna, one particular seva in the context of his pastimes, and so many other sevas also. But in that time, then the guru, oftentimes, the seva is listed there, the seva is listed as chamara seva. And there's so many ways to perform chamara seva and so many ways to fan the Lord. There's many, many varieties of fanning Krishna, as we were mentioning in earlier classes. What type of fan you're using in different seasons, there's different type of fans. There's a chamara fan, there's a cloth fan, there's a flower fan. There's a fan with leaves dipped in cold water, sprinkled with camphor. There's banana leaf fan. There's many kinds of panka. It's called panka or fans. So this particular, now it's chamara, but the style, the way that Rupa Manjari is performing this chamara seva. When you see pictures of Rupa Manjari, you may have seen paintings. There's a very popular painting called The Divine Couple at Sevakunj, and Radha and Krishna are sitting on a throne, and Krishna's crying slight tears, and Radharani's crying slight tears, because Radharani was in Mon, and showing an unfavorable contrary mood to Krishna, and Krishna was trying to break her mon, and Radharani had, Krishna has his knee up like this, and it's a famous painting by one devotee artist called Divine Couple. Well, on either side of that painting, there are two manjaris. And this painting is in a temple. The original painting is in a temple in Sevakunj, right across the street from where the, or even right there, who knows, because Sevakunj is a large area. The painting is located in a temple in Sevakunj. It's called Rupa Sanatan Mandir. And it's on the first floor. And the first floor, most people only know this part of the painting. Radha and Krishna sit, you know, on this red asana, and they're facing each other, they're kneeling on the asana. It's very famous, the Divine Couple. Well, also part of the painting are two side panels. One is Sri Rupa Mandri, one is Sri Rati Mandri, Tulsi Mandri. And Rupa Mandri is offering chamara, and Tulsi Mandri has some ornaments or tumble in her hand, some things like this, a little tray. So that is the, of many, is the Nitya Seva speciality of Sri Rupa Mandriya's fanning with chamara. So now, at this circumstance, at this pastime, at 2:24 in the afternoon to 2:48, Rupa Mandri is sitting there with Radha and Krishna, and she's fanning in a way to create humor, hasiras. So this is a Gona Rati. This is a secondary ras which nourishes and arises and settles. It comes and goes, Gona Rati. It enhances and expands the flavor of, in this case, Madhura Rati. The conjugal loving exchanges, they can be very serious or very sober, or they can be very funny or hilarious. There can be lots of mirth and merriment at the time of a union of the couple, divine couple. So now, Radha and Krishna are together, and on the order, it's called the Sanket, on the signal or the order of Radharani's Kripa Kataksha, her side glance, because they communicate in a very, very subtle way. Not so subtle way. We do the same thing here. We communicate with our eyes, whether we like you or don't like you, or eyebrows, or eyes, or head, the movement of our hands. It's always there. Especially in cultured societies like India, they have so many ways of communicating their likes and dislikes, or interest or disinterest. In the West, we say, yes, no. Do you like me? No, get lost. Oh, okay. But India is a little more cultured, so they have, without being so crude, they can communicate the same clear message and much more compassionate way. Any rate, because that's how demigods communicate. They're not so gross, but most of, outside of India, everyone's basically 50% animal. So then they're very animalistic in their speaking and dealing. And of course, that animalism has crept into India quite a bit also, unfortunately. But there are still some cultural advocates of the real human life existing here. So Radharani indicates that I want you to fan this way. So now, it's described. Tulsi Mandri is, she's standing by Krishna's side and she's fanning him. So she's fanning, Tulsi is fanning and with such humorous expertise that the breeze makes Swamini's clothes loosen. Shyam becomes agitated from seeing Radhika's exposed limbs, and then Tulsi softly giggles. Because what happened was that Radharani was, she was dressed and Krishna's in his flower outfit, and he's a little eager to enjoy with Radharani now that he's dressed so gallantly like a hero on a stage with his flower outfit. He looks like Kandarpa, Swayam Kandarpa. He looks like Kandarpa personified. Because Kamadev, the lord of lust, Lord of Love, Cupid, Kandarpa, Panchasharai, or Dumba, he's called Dumba, also makes everybody correct. And he's dressed in flowers. He's like a young, he's depicted like a young cherub, like a young boy, very young boy with his flower arrows, his mango blossoms, his shoke blossoms. He has five types of flower arrows. And then he himself was covered with flowers. So now Krishna looks like Sakshat Manmata. There's a verse there in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. When the gopis saw Krishna, it says, Sakshat Manmata. Sakshat, the verse is spoken twice. Sakshat Manmata, Sakshat Manmata. Manmata, mata means churning yogurt into butter, or buttermilk into butter, or yogurt into butter. So the place where everyone is churning like mad, where there's lakhs and lakhs of cows and tons and tons and kilos of makan, and the place where there's a thief, there's a very big thief that lives in that place, and he's always stealing makan, and his name is Makan Chor, and they're always churning that place. They're always churning butter is called Mathura. Mathura. That's why it's called Mathura. Because when the demigods, it's so much churning early in the morning before sunrise, when the ladies get up early and milk the gomata, they take the milk and then they start churning before sunrise. When the family wakes up, they want fresh butter and fresh buttermilk for their breakfast. So this churning is going on, and all the demigods wake up. Hey, what is this? Because they like to sleep, you know, it's a place of enjoyment. They don't get up for Mangalartik. You don't go to Swargaloka so you can go to Mangalartik. That's here. This is the Karmastan. That's the Bogastan. This is Karmastan, and this is Bogastan. This is Karmastan, that's Bogastan. So what we do here, we can get promotion or demotion, up or down. So they're sleeping, and they wake up, what is that? And then the wife says, that's all the gopis. They're churning makan for that little blue boy, for that little gopal. They're making so much noise. What do they call that place anyway? I don't know. What do you call it? It's Mathura. So the demigods, they gave it the name Mathura because they get woken up every morning by the churning of yogurt and the butter for Krishna. So see, it's not so much, you have to watch out. If you go to Swarga, you may not have all the enjoyment you want. So this is Mathura. So then Sakshat Manmata Manmata. Mata means to churn, to swirl, like the whirlpool washing machine. This whirlpool. So Mata means go around and around and around. Man Chakra, we say in Hindi. Man Chakra. Chakra means chakra. And Sakshat Manmata Manmata. Man means mind. And Mata means to churn. Put your mind in your washing machine and turn it around. Put it on high speed, low speed, rinse, spin, dry, whatever. Wash, rinse, spin, dry. Everyone knows that. So that Krishna has a four-speed motor. He washes the gopis' minds. He spins them, he dries them. So Sakshat Manmata, that person who churns the minds of all women in the universe, who churns and agitates and disturbs the minds of all men in the universe, is known as Kandarpa, Kamdev, Cupid. Sakshat Manmata Manmata. The gopis say, you are Sakshat Manmata Manmata. You are directly Sakshat Hari. You are directly. Twice they say, you're directly that Cupid. Manmata Manmata. So Krishna is churning the mind. So when Tulsi Mundri is fanning, Radharani simply says, listen, my Priyatam is perspiring. He's all dressed up in his beautiful outfit. He's perspiring. Why don't you fan him in such a way that it'll cool down and relax? This is the signal, the sankhet from the eyes of Radharani. This is what she communicated to the heart of her Saivite, Sri Rupa Mundri. And what did Rupa Mundri do? She wanted to increase the ras. Because one of the sevas of the Sakhi Mundris is to increase the love between the divine couple. This is an example. So Radharani said, fan Krishna to cool him off. So now, Rupa Manjari is very vidagdhi and chaturi, very clever. So Rupa Manjari knows the real inner heart of Radharani. So she fans in such a humorous way that Krishna is getting cooled off. But at the same time, the way she's fanning and moving the air in a certain direction, it's making Radharani's clothes slip off. So this is what he's seeing in his meditation. It's a very humorous pastime. So then Swamini Radha, she rebukes Rupa Manjari with some meaningful glances. If you could just imagine the situation, Radharani is just appreciating how Krishna looks so beautiful in the flower outfit, which she made and strung the flowers with her own hand. And then she designed it and picked the flowers and made the garlands, and she personally dressed and tied those flowers on Krishna and draped the chadar on his neck and tied the flower dhoti around his beautiful waist and tied the, like you do the purohit, the purohit ties the red string around your wrist for the jajaman, for the yajna. So she's tying the pushpa, the alankar, the flower ornaments around Krishna's wrist in preparation for the yajna. What yajna? Kandarpa yajna. It's called Kandarpa yajna. That's the ultimate sacrifice where you offer man, tan, dan, Krishna samarpan, man, tan, dan, Radha samarpan. This is Kandarpa yajna, where Krishna offers his everything to Radha, and Radharani offers her everything to Krishna. That's why in Adi Lila, chapter 4 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj mentions different names of Radharani. So he says, Govinda Sarvasva, Govinda Sarvasva, Govinda Sarvasva, your everything is Govinda. Radharani, your everything is Govinda, and you offer your everything to Krishna. Your tan, tana means your sharir, or your body, man means your mind. And man, tan, dan, Krishna, samarpan, arpan, samarpan, samyak arpan. You completely, absolutely, utterly, without reservation, ahoituki apratiyata bhakti. Completely, without reservation, absolutely, you offer everything, samarpan, that you have in your storehouse, the beauty of your body, the sweetness and playfulness of your mind, and all the delightful wealth of your love and variegatedness in love, the vichitra bhushana of your prema. That's your dan, your wealth. The greatest wealth is the wealth of love. When Rai Ramananda was discussing with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Madhya Lila chapter 8, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramananda Sambhag, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Hey Rai, of all the dhanijanas, of all the wealthy men in the world, of all the wealthy men and wealthy people in the world, who is the most wealthy? What is the greatest dan? What is the greatest wealth?" And then, in reply to that question of Mahaprabhu, Srila Rai Ramananda, who is Vishakha Sakhi, said, "The greatest wealth, a person is considered truly wealthy if he has the wealth of Krishna Prema." So this is man, tan, dan, Krishna Samarpan. So when Radharani does Krishna Samarpan, she offers him the wealth of her Krishna Prema, which is the topmost form of Krishna Prema known as Divyonmad, Madanakya Mahabhav. She's Mahabhavati Radha. He's Rasaraj Sri Krishna. Mahabhavati Radha, Rasaraj Sri Krishna. Rasaraj Mahabhav Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rasaraj Sri Krishna and Mahabhavati Radha combined. One beautiful, compassionate, merciful form that has extended himself to us. So here is our teacher, our Shiksha Guru, the leader of all the mantris, Sri Rupa Manjari, performing and serving at her best. And we're getting to watch it and observe the expertise of her seva, and we're amazed. Wow. Rupa Mantri is really dear to Radharani. She's such a clever, intelligent Mantri, and I'm there also. I'm right behind Rupa Mantri with my Sakhi Mantri and our group, and we're watching Rati Mantri. At the end of every chapter, our Shiksha Guru Mahajan, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he's telling us, Rupa Rago Nata Pade Hoive Akuti. He closes every adhyaya, every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Rupa Rago Nata Pade. When will I be akuti? When will I be eager to follow in the footsteps of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami in my sadaka rupa? This also includes following Rupa Mandri and Rati Mandri, Tulsi Mandri in our siddha sarup, in our mentally conceived, desirable spiritual form. Seva sat, and the same principle is told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Raghunoga Bhakti Vichar section of the Sadhana Bhakti chapter. Seva sadaka rupena sidrupena chatrahi. Seva sadaka rupena sidrupena chatrahi. So we do seva in our sadaka rup, this form, and we do seva in our siddha rup. So we have to follow the sevas of Rupa and Raghunath. So now internally, Raghunath, Tulsi Mandri is showing us a seva. Rupa is showing us a seva. This is what I do, chamara. And one day, when Radharani signals to me, Rupa, you do the chamara seva, Sri Rupa Mandri may turn to me and say, here, hey, Sakhi, hey, Navagopi, hey, Navagopi, hey, Navasaki, Navyasaki, eat her out, Leila, I've got chamara seva, karo. We'll take our Roman Catholic birth up there, right? That's a type of nyas. It's a type of nyas that they're doing. Like we do achman, then we do nyas. We touch different parts of our body. It's doing nyas before yagya or puja. You know, you chant mantras and you touch the nostril, the mouth, the ear, this, that. It's called nyas. So when we're putting on tilak, it's a type of nyas, but it's also called kavacha, mantra kavacha, like in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narayan Kavacha Adhyaya. It's called Narayan Kavacha Adhyaya. Narayan is giving a special mantra to Lord Indra so he can defeat Vritrasura. So there it's first you do nyas, and you fix the names and mantras and achman on different parts of the body. So when we're doing tilak, it becomes a kavacha. We're protecting our body on all sides, our collarbone, our lower back, our upper back, our vital part of our neck, our heart, our visceral region means this middle region. And everything is protected because these are the vital areas, the arms and the top. And legs, there's no tilak there because the Lord's name does not go below the navel. And that's considered the amangal tamasic area of the body, below the navel. Amangal tamasic. And then between the navel and the neck is considered rajasic region. And neck to the head is sattvic region. So therefore this mantra is there. So she's doing this fanning in such a wonderful way. So she hands this Navagopi, Navasaki, here you do. Now you'll have to fan just like that. So Krishna, accomplishing two things in one. This is the expertise. You're cooling Radharani because Radharani is indicated. Krishna's overheated. He's perspiring. He's all excited in his new outfit. Just like a man or a lady, especially ladies, that gets a new outfit, they get all excited. I have to go out and show the world my new outfit now. Or I'll take a picture of it for the Facebook. This is nature. And men are the same way. They get some fancy shirt and a special handkerchief and then they go out. People like to show off. They like to get kudos. They like to get kudos. Kudos means praises, recognition. Have you ever heard something called lob, puja pratishta? It starts with ekazar at Mahamandaleshwara, Chaturvedi, Shastra Shiromani, Sri Sri, so and so and so and so, Ananda, Ananda, Ananda. Right? It starts with the biggest mahants and biggest gurus. They're mad after loba, puja, and pratishtha. And it goes all the way down to the rickshaw wala. He decides one day, all these rickshaws look so ordinary. I'm going to paint my rickshaw pink. So then he's a Bengali. So then he paints his rickshaw pink, hot pink. And everybody says, wow, where did you get that rickshaw? Hey, this is custom, man. This is custom rickshaw. Very costly. It costs 49 rupees to buy the paint. He didn't even buy a paintbrush. He only bought the paint for 49 rupees. He ripped up an old red gumsha and he made a paintbrush and he painted it with it. He didn't even buy a paintbrush for 10 rupees. So he wanted to get some paint. Wow. And then when the foreigners come, they're thinking, which rickshaw should I pick? Oh, that pink one looks cool. So they all jump in the pink one. And he makes, and then pretty soon, all pink rickshaws are happening. So everybody paints a rickshaw pink. So loba, puja, pratishtha, everyone wants that. So that, at any rate, we'll get the opportunity to do this wonderful service. So how can I... So now Swamini is rebuking Rupa with her meaningful glances. Oh, Tulsi, how naughty you are. How can I decorate my Nagar when you fan him like that? Fan him nicely so that he will sit down peacefully. Oh, now I understand more clearly. Because the verse says, Shingaritam, haha bhavishyati mad ikshana gocharekim. The basic scene of the verse that's being, and there's so many subtleties and layers upon layers of leelas and intimacies and bhavas and loving exchanges packed in here. The basic scenario, or the, let's say, the plot, is that Radharani is dressing Krishna, Shringar Seva, as we do every morning in the deities and maybe evening in some temples. And a couple of mantris are there in that confidential time because Sakis won't be allowed to be there when Krishna is naked or Radharani is devoid of any clothing. She'll feel too embarrassed, Krishna will feel too embarrassed. So only mantris can be there. So it's mantris are privy to that very secluded rahasya seva at that intimate time. And that is the goal, that is the prayojan of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. As a priyojana, that is a great gift given by Lord Chaitanya, offered to the minds of all the people of Kali Yuga, to their minds. You can accept this. It's called Angikara. The word is there and that Lord Chaitanya is Gopi Baba Angikara. Lord Chaitanya has come in the age of Kali to offer Gopi Baba to anyone who wants to Angikara, accept it. So that's the choice of the individual. And so that being said, the Radharani, Krishna, she hasn't actually fully decorated Krishna yet with the flower outfit. She starts to decorate Krishna. And it's the nature of intense love that you just see your lover and your heart starts to melt. You hear the voice of your lover and your heart starts to melt. You see a photograph of your lover and your heart starts to melt. You hear someone describe your lover and your heart starts to melt. Every true shishya means sad shishya, every true shishya of a guru who actually has Vishrambhena Gurur Seva, he has a Vishrambha Sambandha with his guru. That's number four, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, number four, the fourth anga, the fourth limb of devotion is first there's Guru Parashraya, surrender. Tadvedi pranipatane, patena, pariprashnena sevya. Padakshanti te gyanam, gyaninas tatvadarshana. So you surrender, then diksha adi shikshanam. When you surrender, then you get diksha. Then you get shiksha for you. In the beginning, there's general shiksha. So much shiksha by shiksha gurus and books and shastras, temple commanders, temple presidents, etc., etc. So much shiksha, bhakti leaders. But then when diksha is given, this is a sequence by Rupa Goswami, diksha adi shikshanam. Beginning with diksha, then the guru gives you sad shiksha, because you become his sad shishya, and you accept him as sad guru, my eternal guru. Do or die, you are my guru. Sad guru, sad shishya, sad shiksha, first diksha. No sharanagati, and no surrender, no diksha. So we surrender with a straw between our teeth. Trinadapi sunichena. So now, the third limb is Vishrambena Gaurav Seva. So we serve, any true shishu is serving his guru with Vishramba, great love, great intimacy, and respect. Then he will understand this point that about how the what Gaudiya Vaishnava really is, and what is the conclusion that Rupa and Raghunath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the six Goswamis are trying to give us. So here he's saying that the Radharani's dressing Krishna, and then he starts perspiring. I was saying that if you really, well, the point I was making, comparing these two things, because we may not have ever experienced love in the material world. A woman may not have really ever experienced true love with a man, or a man with a woman. But when you find your Sadguru, and you actually surrender and serve him, then you will know the feeling and the meaning of true love. That's why I began by saying the genuine Shishya, who surrenders to the genuine Guru, he will have a sambandha, a relationship based on Vishramba. Vishramba sambandha. Vishrambena Gurur Seva. And when that Vishramba is there, then there's real Guru Seva. That's why he says Vishrambena Gurur Seva. So Vishramba means, Prabhupada translates as love and trust. One should serve the Guru with love and trust. And the commentaries in that verse, which are in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and other commentaries describing that, describes the full nuances and all the different aspects of the meaning of the word Vishramba. Great intimacy, great love, great surrender. So that devotee who has loved his Guru and served his Guru in a loving way, he will feel very excited, and his heart will melt when he hears the name of his Guru. And his heart will melt when he sees the picture of his Guru. And his heart will melt when he hears the glories of his Guru. And his heart will melt when he hears the teachings and tapes and CDs of his Guru. This is the experience. When he hears, what to speak if the Guru touches him, the Guru puts his hand on his head and blesses him, or if he sees the Guru sakshat darshan, and the Guru smiles at him, or he speaks some words to him, how much his heart will melt. This is real. And any true disciple has direct experience of this in his heart and his mind. Now, this is what we call some experience or vigyan of real love, a real loving exchange between a surrendered devotee and a qualified, deserving, loving guru, and a surrendered, qualified, loving disciple. Now imagine Krishna, who's the epitome of love, Prem Sarup Sri Krishna. He's the epitome of love. And Radharani is the epitome or zenith of loving servitor. And now Krishna is seeing Radharani, and she's dressing me. How Krishna's heart is melting. How thrilled and happy he feels. How elated. How his eyes are expanding, his body. Now Radharani's touching him when she's dressing. Now she feels the touch of Krishna's fingers. Krishna feels the touch of Radha's fingers on his body, around his neck or whatever. And then he gets so excited. So when he gets excited, one of the symptoms of when your love gets excited is sweta. Sweta kampa ashur. So we begin to perspire. This is a sattvic vikar. Radharani says, Tulsi, fan him, he's perspiring. So now, in her humorous way, Tulsi is fanning in such a way that the outfit, not only is Radharani's dress becoming loose, but the outfit that she's trying to tie on Krishna is falling off. So she's trying to tie on Krishna's dhoti, flower dhoti, and Rupa Manjari is fanning in such a way that it slips off. And then Radharani looks at him, or her. Radharani looks at Rupa Manjari menacingly. What are you doing, you naughty Manjari? I'm trying to tie this dhoti on, you're trying to make it fall off. Because when Krishna has no dhoti and then Radharani's clothes fall off, then they have to engage in some other seva. So Rupa Manjari knows that the perfection of Radha and Krishna's meeting is their vilas, sambhog vilas. So this is the naughty behavior of the Manjaris. So then she's softly giggling, Tulsi Manjari. Swamini rebukes Tulsi Manjari with meaningful glances. Oh, how can I decorate my nagar when you're fanning him like that? Fan Krishna nicely so he will sit down peacefully. So then, so now she stops that. Now she starts fanning in another way. See how many ways there is, excuse me, how many ways there are to render one seva chamara seva. You can see sometimes, if you have some friends or whatever, and initiated in this pranali system, they have their gurus, Sakhi Rupa and Seva, and Param Guru, and like this, in a line, and then their name and their Seva. You'll see so many times it says Chamara Seva, or Charan Seva, or Chandan Seva, different Sevas. So this is Rupa Manjari Seva. So now she's fanning in such a way, a different way, that the fragrance of Krishna's body, the beautiful fragrance of Krishna's transcendental divine form, Divya Kalevaram, which his body naturally smells like Kapoor and Chandan, Sandal, Camphor, and Kasturi, Musk, and Aguru. Such beautiful fragrances. Some are light, some are pungent, and very, they're very intoxicating fragrances also. Aguru is it's considered an aphrodisiac, that aguru oil. And most of all the pure aguru oil that's produced in India, primarily, is exported to the Mideast because they have the money. For one tola, 10 grams, it costs 5 lakhs. Pure aguru. You see it, you can go buy it in Loy Bazaar for 100 rupees. It says aguru, but it's not aguru. Because aguru, guru means heavy and a means not heavy. So it's true, it's a light oil. Guru, the word guru means heavy, and aguru means not heavy or light. Yeah, it's a light oil. But actually, aguru is a very heavy oil, first of all, and it's very dark in color, it's practically black, and it's so thick it doesn't even pour. I've seen it. Someone gave me 5 grams, 5 ml one time for Takarji Seva. It's like 2 lakhs or something. So Krishna's body smells like that. So many people, it's exported out of India because it's worth a lot of money, because it creates an exciting atmosphere. As I mentioned, aromatherapy in my class the other day. Aromatherapy, well, this is a different kind of aroma for a different kind of therapy. So this Sringaritam, so now she's fanning that way. Rupa Manjari is fanning Swamini in such a way that the fragrance of the Swamini's bodily fragrance, now Rupa Manjari is fanning Swamini's fragrance from Swamini's body, which is like blue champak and also sandalwood and kapoor. And it's going into Krishna's nostrils, just like they have in these temples, you might see in the hot season. They have a fan, in Bhakti Bihari and other temples, they have a motorized thing. It's a fan and there's a tray of liquid. It's actually a takeoff from Hindu weddings. In different halls, they have this fan which blows scented, misty air. Have you ever seen? It's very common in wedding halls. During certain functions, when everyone's getting together, in some big hall, they maybe have AC, but they have this fan, and then it has some trough of water, like an air cooler. And the fan goes over that water, and it catches the water, and they put sandalwood water, a rose water, and then it blows out, and this right in front of the fan, it's blowing out this fragrance of sandalwood, rose water. But if you go to the side, away from that fan, you can't smell it. So in a similar way, Radharani, I mean, Sri Rupa's fanning Radharani's body, so the full fragrance, the sorrow, the sugandhi of Radharani's body is whooshed, whooshed, whooshed. It's going, and Krishna's there getting dressed, and then, and smelling, so it smells Radharani's fragrance, and that's the whole idea behind women's perfume, because women's perfume is to excite, to satisfy the woman and to excite the man also. He likes the sweet fragrances. So what to speak, as above, so below. So Krishna is getting, so Rupa Manjari now again is being naughty. She's disturbing Krishna, disturbing Radha. Because the Manjaris, the whole purpose of the Manjaris serve Radharani specifically, Radha Dasyam. But the whole goal of their seva is to bring Radha and Krishna together. And when you see in Ujjala Nilamani, the 16 different sevas of the Manjaris, the first one is Avisar, arranging to bring the divine couple. Then another service is explaining, is creating attraction in the beloved for the lover, and creating attraction in the lover for the beloved by saying, oh, Radharani loves you so much, and why don't you meet with her? So the whole activities, it's like you say, matchmakers. Matchmakers try to bring some unmarried boy together with an unmarried girl like this to make a match. So the Manjaris, their whole action, their whole seva is basically for the pleasure of Radharani. That's their aim, they're Radharani's maidservants. But they know that the most pleasing thing, that Radharani would be most pleased and satisfied if she can meet with Krishna, if she can enjoy intimately with Krishna. And samprayog, there's viyog and samprayog, sambhav vilas. So therefore, they're always thinking and meditating and how to bring the divine couple together. And the greatest sadness and anguish for the Manjaris is when Radharani is not with Krishna. Because her man, or because Krishna is with some other sakhi, or comes later. So this is some of the nuances and inner meanings of this verse. And when Radharani goes on, the meditation goes on, this is the unspoken meditation that he's seeing during his meditation of Raghunath Das, that when Radharani puts a flower crown, a pushpa mukut, flower crown on Krishna, then Shyam smiles slightly, and he's thinking, oh, what amrit, what nectar. And then when he says that, which is kind of a glorification of Radharani, oh, what nectar, what a beautiful crown, so fragrant, it's like nectar that you've offered me. And then, actually, when Radharani puts the crown, a flower crown on Krishna's head, and then Krishna says, oh, what nectar. So Radharani takes that, yes, you're saying that crown is like nectar, but I'm thinking that your lips are full of nectar. It's called bimbadara amritam. Your lips are full of nectar, so are you actually inviting me? You're saying, what nectar I have in my lips? Krishna's saying, Radharani puts the flower crown, oh, what nectar? And Radharani says, yeah, what nectar you have in your lips? And then Radharani leans forward to kiss Krishna. And when she does that, Krishna's flower crown falls off. Because it's not pinned on there or put on with blue tack or anything. She doesn't put blue tack or some glue or some pins to pin on the crown. Or some tie in the back or some Velcro. You know, Radharani makes crowns of Velcro. And oh yes, Gorni tie. Now, how do you like your crown with your Velcro snap? Or Jagannath. It's not exactly like that. It just sits there, and if you start trembling, it may fall off. And certainly when Krishna receives the loving kiss of Radharani's sweet, seva-filled lips, then his crown will fall off. Oh, what nectar! Swamini goes forward to taste some of the nectar. When Radharani does this, Krishna's crown falls off. Then Radharani has to put it on again with the help of Rupa Manjari. So there's one Padakarta, Bhajan Sadhu, that's written a nice description here of this pastime in Bengali, because the verse is in Sanskrit and the audience is Bengali. So the many of the books, the Sanskrit books of our Goswamis, our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they're all in Sanskrit, but the audience, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, 99% are Bengali. And they're simple, pious people, most of them, and some of them are very erudite Sanskrit scholars also. But in order to make these sweet intricacies and beauty and the whole scenery and rasas of these Sanskrit shlokas come alive and be meaningful in the minds and hearts of the Bengali Gaudiya Vaishnavas, then these very wonderful pure devotees of the Lord have written Bengali bhajans to, they put the same Sanskrit verse into Bengali bhajan. Just like our Tulsidas, Sant Tulsidas, he took the Sanskrit book known as Ramayana. But most people, they used to know, very much so, they were taught in school, but people didn't know Sanskrit very well, but they knew Hindi. And so he put the Ramayana into Hindi, poetic, very poetic Hindi, easy to memorize, easy to say, and with all the basic meanings. A little bit maybe change here and there, but basically it's called the Ramcharitmanas. Ramcharitmanas, it is the fill your minds with the wonderful characteristic life and teachings of Ramchandra, Ramcharitmanas by Sant Tulsidas. And our Srila Prabhupada, he has written one of the most famous books in Bengal. Prabhupada wrote a very, very the biggest selling book in Bengal is written by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Ki Jai. What is the title of that book? It's called Gita Gan. Prabhupada took the Sanskrit Bhagavad Gita, which is 700 verses, and he translated them into Bengali, each verse. And he made it very, very simple and poetic Bengali. So, what Ramcharitmanas is to India, and is to Hindi-speaking India, Prabhupada's Gita Gan is to the Bengali-speaking regions of Bengal, Assam, Orissa, Agartala, etc., Bangladesh. It's sold probably billions of copies by now. It's a 2-rupee book. Very small. Only the shlokas. Gita Gan by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. That's what's written there. Did you know that? That's a very, another great glory of Srila Prabhupada. Because you ask anyone in India, have you heard Ramcharitmanas, Ramayana. They say Ramayana. His book is not called the Ramayana, but they say Tulsidas Ramayana. Valmiki wrote the Ramayana in Satyuga, or in Treta Yuga, whatever, way before Rama appeared. So someday, you heard of, oh, there's Prabhupada's Gita. Oh, you mean Gita Gan. Like they're saying, Tulsidas Ramayana, that's not the title of his book. So let's say, Prabhupada's, did you see Swami Bhaktivedanta's Gita? Oh, you mean Gita Gan. Yeah, y'all, anyway, it's a Gita, you know. So the son always knows about the glories of the father, and he's proud to announce the glories of the father. So I've said this before, but maybe you haven't heard it. So in the same way, because we don't know Sanskrit, so we're really glad it's in English. And the Bengalis, all the books first are in Sanskrit, then Bengali, then later Hindi, English, etc. So the best translations of the Goswami books are in Sanskrit. Second best is Bengali, because Bengali is very much like Sanskrit, especially the Shuddha Bengali Shastra. So he made it, not only is it Bengali, not only is it simple language, but it's a bhajan. So the Bengalis, they love to sing and they love to cook. There's a saying, it's a fact. All over India and Bengal, they're rather proud of it. They'll say to someone, are you a Bengali? He'll say, yes. Do you know cooking in kirtan? He'll say, no, I don't. You're bekar. You're knuckly. You're a knuckly Bengali. Because basically speaking, there's no such thing as a person born in Bengal that doesn't know cooking and kirtan together. And if he's really not very Bengali, he only knows one. Because usually most of the world these days, the ladies do cooking, although men are great cooks and chefs and restaurants and all that, we know. That's well known. But the majority of cooks are feminine, no doubt about that, because of households. But in Bengal, every man knows how to cook. You've heard of Srila Prabhupada? Great cook. When did he start learning cooking? When he was 5 years old, he learned how to make kachoris. How did he learn how to make kachoris? He went down. He went out on the street in Calcutta and watched them. Oh, you're rolling the dough. Yeah, what are you doing? I'm kneading the dough. What is that? What are you putting inside? Oh, that's some sabji. Oh, what sabji? How do you make it? Oh, I made it like this and like that. Achha, that's ghee or what? Yeah, what spices? Okay. Oh, you put that. Achha. And you put it in there, then you follow. Achha. And then, oh, the ghee. How? Because Abhay is very smart. He knows how to analyze and ask all kinds of questions. Why, how. This is ghee. Is this hot? How hot is the ghee? Is it very, very hot? Then the cook will say, yeah, it has to be very, very hot. If it's not too hot, then the thing will sink on the bottom. Achha. Now just watch. Now step back. Hey, Abhay, step back and may splash. Abhay steps back. The guy has a whole ladle, and he drops in 50 kachoris in the hot, big wok or karai of hot ghee. And then Abhay's eyes like this, this big white of his eyes. And they're going like this, and, you know, cooking. And then the guy has his thing, turns him over. And he's watching minutely every step and taking mental notes. And he watches one day. Then he comes and says, oh, Janani, oh, Mata, I want to make kachoris. Acha? Abhay? Kachoris? You can hardly walk and talk. No, I know how. I'll make. You'll make. How you make? I never showed you how to make. No, I know how to make. Because Prabhupada was very confident, extremely self-confident, and competent. Fully competent and extremely self-confident. And because of his self-confidence, he encouraged all of us to be a little confident and have confidence in Krishna. So then, like the Rath Yatra, they said, we'll have Rath Yatra. Okay, we'll do this and that. Prabhupada said, no, we'll make our own canopies. We'll cook our own feast. And because his father, Gaur Mohande, and his mother were going to make all the arrangements. They were going to cook the feast and decorate the canopy. And then Prabhupada said, Abhay said, no, I'll do it. My sister and I, then, what's her name? Jagatarini, I think her name was Jagatarini. Pishima, I think his sister's name was Jagatarini. So Prabhupada says, Jagatarini and I will, you know, that's a name for Durga, Jagatarini. So he says, my sister will, hey, Jagatarini, you make the canopies, you make the canopy for the cart, and I'll cook a feast. And so Prabhupada was an organizer from the beginning. So he learned how to make kachoris, and his mother said, no, first up, let me show you. I know you know how to make it. Let me show you. I know how to make. I know. And then he took the flour, and she's standing there, and he's going like this. How's he know? He never watched me. He's always playing. He's always out. He's at the Mullik's temple taking darshan or Radha Govinda. I don't know what he's doing. He's with his little deities in his room singing. He never watched me cook. How is he? And she's amazed. Watching, he's kneading, then makes some sabji, puts inside. Abhay, these are perfect kachoris. They're crispy. There's not too much ghee. They're just dry but moist, and they're flaky. The dough is so nice, and they're so crunchy, and they taste so good, and it's not too much salt, too less. It's very, very good. These are first-class kachoris. How did you learn to make? Then Prabhupada said, Mother, it's all Krishna's mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki, aaj ke anand ki. So on that note, we'll finish with this bhajan by Rasikananda Das Ji. Radha Kunda Tire Sobha Kun. There's no diacritics here, so you don't know what's long or short or anything. Radha Kunda Tire Sobha Kunja Grihi Mana Lobha. It's So if someone knows how to sing in Bengali, you make such a beautiful song. Radha kunda tira sobha kunje grihi manoloba and toma saha tahare majare jebe radha madishvari prema sobhage te bhari pranakanta brajendra kumar nana pushpa abarane sajaibe sayatane jayonge yomo jimon shobapai Se rahasya lila kobe, nayana gochara hobe, jivana sartaka hobe tai. Jivan sartak hobe tai. O Rupamanjari in an enchanting cottage in a kunja. Kunja grihe manoloba. On the beautiful bank of Radhakund, Radhakunda tira shobha. You and my mistress Radha, Ishwari Radha, lovingly and diligently decorate her heart's lover Brajendra Kumar means Pranakanta Brajendra Kumar. So beautiful language. Pranakant. He's my Pranakant Brajendra Kumar. Kumar means the boy, the son of the king of Braj. Brajendra Kumar. Pranakanta Brajendra Kumar. It's a very beautiful name. With different floral ornaments so that Krishna's limbs become very beautiful. When will I make my life useful by seeing this intimate pastime with my own eyes? Nayana se rahasya lila kobe. Kobe means kabe. When? When will I see this rahasya lila with my eyes of love and devotion? Rahasya. The same as Hindi. Rahasya lila Kobe Nayana Gochara Habe. With my Nayana, when will I see this beautiful confidential pastime? Jivan Sartak Habe Tai. And by seeing that, then my life will have art. It will have value, use, wealth, meaning. It will be useful. Jivan Sartak. 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 Art. Sa art. Sa art. Jivan Sa art. Because Jivan Sa Artaka. When will my life be with meaning? Now it's meaningless. Life without bhajan, life without sporty is meaningless. Bhajan life without prema is meaningless. Bhajan life without bhav is meaningless. It's progress, but meaning is perfection. The meaning is darshan. Meaning is prema. That's prayojan. Prayojan means meaning, the ultimate meaning and necessity. So we keep going life after life, and we gradually ascend the ladder of bhakti. Once Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said it takes long time in anartha nivritti. We may pass a life or two or three just in anartha nivritti. So many aparads. We're tied up with ropes, and finally we free ourselves from ropes and we do some bhajan. And then we make a Vaishnava parad, and then we get tied up again. And then we finally get free from surrender and tapasya and kripa and bhajan and sadhana. And then we get free from the bondage of those ropes of aparad. So we're getting a little bit, it's like dunking stool. You go under the water, getting drowned, go up. Oh, I'm free from anarthas, I feel peaceful. But then the burden of anarthas ties down our mind and ties down our devotional bodies and stops our progress. This is the life of a sadhak in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is Kaler Dosh Nidhe Rajan. Kaler Dosh Nidhe. Kaler Dosh Nidhe. Ocean of Dosh, ocean of faults. The fault is aparad, anartha, aparad. Ignorance, then ignorance. Anartha, aparad. So this is Ila Kusumanjali class. A little time for Chaitanya Charitamrita.